You're on Radio Life and Style, 12th of May, Fibromyalgia Awareness Day. If you have no idea what that means, well, that's okay, because I have somewhat of an expert on the line with me. Marizelle Hroblar was Eggers. You may have known her as a biokineticist or Pilates instructor right here in Belito, but she's doing some big things. Maz, so nice to connect with you. Can you hear us?
Yes, I can hear you. Good morning, Leah. Thanks so much for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited. I mean, it sounds crazy to be excited about something that is as drastic as fibromyalgia, but the excitement comes from a space that we are finally doing something about it. We're having this conversation on air, and if this reaches at least one person, then I feel so, so accomplished. Maz, let's dive straight in. Fibromyalgia, what is it, and why do people need to be talking about it more?
So fibromyalgia is a musculoskeletal disorder which causes chronic pain all over the body. This condition has no cure. So that is exactly why we need to be having a conversation, because there are so many ways that you can manage it to reduce the symptoms and have a better quality of life.
Because obviously it can be debilitating, you know, and I read up on a few of the symptoms. You've just recently made a post on Instagram drawing attention to today, and just looking over here, I mean, some of the symptoms may seem like everyday issues: sleep disturbances, tension headaches, irritable bowel syndrome, memory problems, fibro fog, which is like brain fog. I mean, people feel these on and off, but what is the difference between having a symptom like this every now and then and feeling like this every single day? How do you actually get diagnosed?
So that's the big thing with this fibromyalgia and getting a diagnosis, because this process can be quite tedious, and it's quite tedious for a lot of people. A lot of people believe that this condition isn't real, and it's because the symptoms overlap with so many other conditions, and a lot of people do deal with these conditions like on a day to day. But with fibromyalgia, it is just exacerbated, and also, if you don't manage yourself properly, it can be very debilitating. So, with the diagnosis, the GP would usually refer you to a rheumatologist.
Okay.
And oftentimes, this takes really long to get that referral, because the doctor is trying to figure out what's happening. They're treating you for IBS, or they're treating you for chronic migraines and all these things. So it can take many years to get that diagnosis. So when you finally get sent to the right person, they do all the right blood tests, they know the symptoms, and then the blood tests are mainly to rule out other conditions.
Okay.
Yeah. So, and then they do like pressure point tests to make sure that those pressure points that would be sore and tender do show positive, and you need at least 11 out of 18 of those points to show.
As you say, it sounds like it can be a really tedious process, a really stressful process. Yeah. And as I understand, stress is also one of the conditions that causes fibro flare-ups. That's also one of the hot words, may I call it, with this condition. But I would like to dive into the fact that the reason you know so much about this is because you have walked this journey personally.
Yes, that's right.
And did you find it to be exactly that, tedious and just these relentless symptoms? How did it affect your life, and how long have you been a sufferer?
Yeah, so I have been a sufferer. This is the sixth year. So I was diagnosed in my fourth year of studying biokinetics. I was 24.
Okay.
I had a very serious back injury from the gym, and struggled with so much pain and discomfort, which is normal having a back injury. But after lots of doctor visits and tests and the pain wasn't localized just to where the injury was.
Okay.
So it wasn't 100% aligned to my back injury, which was an L4, L5 herniation.
Yeah.
And I really struggled with fatigue and mental health, and I just couldn't sleep and always felt extremely exhausted, even after a night of finally getting good sleep.
Yeah.
And I had the IBS and severe migraines. And then finally I was referred to a rheumatologist.
Okay.
After about a year of struggles, and I was diagnosed, and it was honestly just such a relief because I literally felt like I was going crazy. And I'd heard from various health professionals and my peers, like, look, are you sure you're okay? Like, yeah. Are you making this stuff up? Why can't you come to this event? This and that, you know?
Gosh, so, yeah. And I mean, you're a young person.
Really, yeah. I am 29, so yeah, not great to deal with all that stuff, but I'm such a better place for managing it properly.
For sure, and I would really like to dive into that. We're going to take a short musical break, but I think the good news in all of this, and I can't help but feel like perhaps this is your life's journey. I mean, I don't know how much you believe in fate and purpose, yeah. But I just commend you for taking a bad experience and turning it into so much good and sharing that with the rest. Tune in after this short musical break to find out more about fibromyalgia and how, if you or a family member, a loved one, is a sufferer, there is hope with this incurable disease. But through lifestyle intervention and management, Maz will let us know exactly how you can feel better and win day to day. Stay tuned. Coming up next, Rob May and Dibs on your radio station. Dibs, Rob's May on 88 FM, and you're cruising through this morning with me. My name's Leah G. You're on Mornings on the Move, proudly brought to you by On the Move by Four Bros. And on the show, we love to give you not only good music, but some information that you can apply to your life and feel good for. There's so many of us who are perhaps not living our best lives, and there's simple reasons behind these ailments. Everybody's going through a little something, and perhaps the thing that you're struggling with is fibromyalgia. We're talking fibromyalgia today. It's the 12th of May, and it's the national, or international rather, awareness day for fibro. Perhaps you learned something today that can really help someone else. Picking up this conversation again with Marizel Hroblar, we're talking about what are the lifestyle interventions that you can take to manage this disease, which unfortunately doesn't have a cure. Maz, lovely to have you back on the line.
Thanks so much, Leah. Yes, so usually the treatment for fibromyalgia is medications,
mm-hmm.
Different kind of medications, including your painkillers, anti-inflammatories, antidepressants, sleeping tablets, and things like meds.
Whoa.
And I was prescribed all of that when I was first diagnosed. But the deeper I went into my career as a biokineticist, and the more I learned and studied about the condition and how much lifestyle modification can change all chronic illnesses, the more I started applying this knowledge to myself, mm-hmm. and I made drastic lifestyle changes. I changed the way I exercised, changed the way I eat, completely changed up my diet. I started journaling, and I delved into some stress management techniques. And I found that the more I did these things, the less I needed my medication. So
that is incredible.
Slowly over the months, I started reducing meds. And yeah, that took about 2 years to really manage that well.
And find a system. Yeah, find a system that works for you. Because, I mean,
exactly.
It's different for everyone.
That's the thing. It's so individualized. If you want to follow some advice, it's so difficult to just follow something you read on the internet. You need someone that really understands the condition and can help you make the changes so that it fits in with your lifestyle and your needs. So following a holistic lifestyle intervention really can help manage these symptoms. And the kind of interventions I'm talking about is stress is a huge one. Avoidance of stress, which is difficult, I know, but there's ways to manage your stress.
And just pausing
regular
on
exercise.
Pausing on stress before we dive into these, I think it's important for listeners to know that stress comes in many forms. We're not just talking about the stress of your everyday lives, maybe your job, maybe your kids. Stress can be physical, stress can be mental, stress can be food that perhaps sends your system into a state of distress. There's so many different forms of stresses. And like you say, it took you 2 years worth of trial and error to figure out a system that worked for you. But with that, you have now been able to hold other people's hands. How do you help people navigate this journey, and what should they be focusing on?
So, when someone approaches me to help them through this, I'm a registered biokineticist, so I am fully equipped to help people. We have a consultation, we have a chat around what they're dealing with, we look at the medications they're on, we delve into their lifestyle, their nutrition, their habits, their routines, everything that makes up the person.
Yeah.
And then we sift through all the different factors that can be bringing on fibro flares, that can be triggers for them, and then we slowly and surely start making changes to those, and then symptom tracking is very important.
Okay.
And then constant communication between the patient and the professional health therapist to make sure that we are slowly integrating changes and just fitting it into their lifestyle.
I'm so glad we've had this conversation, and I am so glad that you have found somebody, found something that works for you, many things, a combination of things, and I can't say that I'm glad that you have suffered, because this is a really real disease and it deserves to be acknowledged as such. It's a condition that unfortunately doesn't have any treatment, but through careful practice, lifestyle intervention, and tracking your symptoms, making changes, real long-lasting changes, you can feel good again. And how amazing to know that there are people like you, Maz, who have done the hard work so that others don't have to navigate this journey alone. I'd love to leave the listeners with some information. I understand you have a blog, and I understand that you practice online and in person as well. Unfortunately, not in Belito anymore, but how can people get hold of you?
Awesome, Leah. Yeah, so people can get in touch on my Instagram page is @maz_biofit. They can check out my website, which is mazbiofit.com. There, all my contact details, email address, is there. They can read up about things that I blog about. One of my passions is writing, so I really love sharing information and awareness about certain conditions. They can just check it out and get in touch, even if it's just having a chat about how I can help them with advice or a full-on consultation and then a package to help them get through this slowly but surely, but in a holistic manner.
Thank you so much for your time, Maz. Thank you for sharing your personal experience with fibromyalgia. And thank you for helping our listeners understand that there really is a way. You can follow @Maz_biofit on Instagram or find her online via her blog. There's information out there that can really, really help you. And if you are a sufferer, perhaps you just need a gentle hand to guide you through the correct lifestyle interventions. Make Maz that person. She's an incredible person. She's a registered biokineticist, fully qualified Pilates instructor, and through her own life experience, an expert at dealing with fibromyalgia. Headed to the top of the hour, it is almost time to wrap up Mornings on the Move with me, Leah G. We've got 8 minutes till news time, but in the meantime, here's the script written in the stars.